from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I am joined by Matt Horner. And it is the All-Star break, folks. So there isn't a lot going on today in terms of sports. So we are looking to the future, and we're looking to this MLB season. So we have a boost for you all on the rest of the season. It is on Aaron Judge to hit 63 or more home runs in the 2024 regular season, which is the one we are in right now. Now this is boosted to plus 510 at Bet Rivers. Matt, what do you think of this boost?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. He's got 34 right now. He's been absolutely destroying it in the first half of the season. So in order to get this, he's going to need about 30 more of them, which is certainly possible. We've seen him do this type of thing before. He's got incredible power. The Yankees are going to need him because they need to stay in this race with the Orioles. So they're going to need the big bats to come alive, especially late. So, I don't mind this at all. If you want to put a sprinkle on it, plus 510, not too bad.
Yeah, exactly. He's on pace to hit this. So this boost. So this is a good one. If you're looking for something to bet on today, this is kind of some juice to this boost. So get in on this plus 510 at Bet Rivers and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com. Check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ and at Lucille Burge. Our favorite bets today, mine is also a season-long bet or a second half season bet. It is on Paul Skenes. Paul Skenes of the All-Star game last night pitched one inning, looked great. Livy Dunn looked phenomenal on the red carpet. They looked amazing. Just all in all, the tan she got, drop that tan location because I need to know what she did. She looked glowing. They both looked phenomenal. Jaren Duran, fit of the season, bet cash of the season. Jaren Duran, MVP of the All-Star game. I did have that one. So that was very nice. But this one's Paul Skenes. I did a little tangent there to get to my bet. Paul Skenes over 161 strikeouts this season. That is my bet for today. He already has 89 strikeouts in 11 starts, 59 in his last seven. He has the whole second half of this season to go. He is on pace to hit this. He has been putting up 11, 10, 9 strikeouts. He has not gone under, except for the All-Star game, which doesn't really count when it comes to this. He has not gone under 7 strikeouts since the end of May. So I really like his chances to go over 161 and a half strikeouts for this season.
All right. Yeah. Love that. There you go. Why not? Absolutely love it. I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Angels under 69 and a half wins this season. You can find this over at FanDuel where they have some win totals up. I bet it before the season at 72.5. So that bet is looking good. I would still bet it here at 69.5. This team just stinks, quite frankly. I faded them before the season, and that was when I thought they would have Mike Trout. Now they don't have Mike Trout. And quite frankly, the team is bad. They're not good at anything. They're average against lefties. They're terrible against right-handers on offense. Their pitching-wise has not been good. The bullpen is bad. The starting pitchers, Tyler Anderson has been their best starting pitcher. He is due for extreme regression. He's been the luckiest man on planet Earth in the first half of the season. So I expect that the regression to come for him and for him to be bad as well, along with the rest of that bad staff. If you look at run differential-wise, the Angels are the worst in their division. They're worse than the A's. They have an -87 run differential. The A's have -83. So they're actually worse than the A's in terms of run differential. And I just think the second half of the season, they're going to be abysmal here. So far right now, I mean, they have – how many wins do they have right now in the standings? They have –
3.
How many?
Oh, I don't know. I just made up a number.
41.
So bad. I said 3. No. Oh, I was just a little off.
Yeah, they have 41 wins, but the A's have 37, and the A's have actually kind of been better than them. So I just think the rest of the season, they're not going to do very well. You can get plus 106 on this at 69.5. So give me the under here for the Los Angeles Angels.
Love that. They are not good. So that I like that bet very much. Get it on these bets and the odds boost plus 510 at Bet Rivers and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.